nationally acclaimed safety expert David Nance. He's been featured by the History Channel, Spike TV, the Philadelphia Daily News, and many other media outlets. David, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. How'd you get all this safety experience?
That's a great question. So I've spent 13 years in the law enforcement industry providing training programs for some of the nation's largest police departments, federal agencies, designed training programs also for the community and for colleges as well. So do a lot of research, keep abreast of the latest trends in crime and keeping people safe.
All right. Flash mobs have been getting a lot of national attention. We haven't seen many challenges here in the state of Michigan, but to clarify it, tell our audience what a flash mob is.
Well, basically what's happening, and it started here in Chicago with regards to the negative side of it. I mean, originally they got together via social media, and we get together and they would dance spontaneously in urban areas, and it was a good thing. Well, then it turned negative here in Chicago when they were using this way to communicate to commit crimes. And the crimes are one of two things. Either they're going into a local retailer to rob the store, or they're using force to take possessions from pedestrians on the streets of Chicago. Well, that's now spread to many multiple areas throughout the country as well.
So basically, someone is finding a way to communicate with people via text, via email, via Facebook, what they're going to do, where they're going to do it. How do you become a member of a flash mob?
Well, as you would any other sort of group, whether it's a positive one or a negative one, in this case it's negative, just join the group, and that's essentially with the way the means they're using to communicate. It's a unique thing. It's a new thing, but it's becoming a problem, and it's one that we need to address.
All right. To talk about flash mobs there in Chicago, it's also spread to Philadelphia and many other major cities, as you mentioned. I've seen the video where these folks will go into a bar, a public place, and they'll go into an establishment and start stealing and taking things. I've seen where they just go into a public site and start beating people up. Tell me what's been going on in Chicago.
Well, one of the first incidents that took place is they use force. They use a bat to take possessions from a gentleman outside Northwestern Memorial Hospital who was on a moped just going to work. So they've done two things. They've gone, and they've, you know what, they were doing it in some of the more upscale neighborhoods throughout the city. Some of the more touristy areas, generally looked upon as being some of the safer areas. The Gold Coast here in Chicago, Streeterville, these are areas typically kept very safe because we have tourists from all over the country. Lots of people from Michigan love to come here for the weekend. And these are areas where that have been hit hard. So it's like you said, going into stores where they're overwhelming store staff. They can't possibly stop 25 people at one time. And then, and they know their strength in numbers, and they know they're going to be able to get away without being caught, or they're taking possessions from people on the streets.
All right, let's talk about first how law enforcement is attacking this problem.
Well, the good news is that here in Chicago, for example, I've seen it. They have really beefed up their presence on the streets. So you can't walk down Michigan Avenue more than a block without seeing two officers. So they have two officers in almost every street corner in the main areas of the city. The presence is way up. The South Loop was hit hard this week, too, with some armed robberies, and now you see the bike patrols way up there. So the new mayor has done a good job of increasing police presence. They also have a number of undercover officers, and they're also working closely with store managers to try to keep a lookout for this. And if you can, shut the door, close the door, call 911, get the store staff ready and alert as well.
Are more law enforcement agencies around the country starting to educate themselves and do the training for this?
No, not yet. This is a new phenomenon. I think in urban areas it's being discussed, but as far as any wide-scale announcements at this point, it's not happening as of yet. But I will tell you, I heard it recently that this has happened in Columbia, South Carolina. So it's not just the large-scale markets. I mean, it could happen to a retailer in a smaller urban area as well, too. But the other thing is, there are a lot of people from Michigan that come to Chicago or are traveling this summer. So it's definitely something that your listeners should be alert and aware of.
All right, what do we as citizens need to do to protect ourselves? Say I'm walking down the street with my producer, Brittany, and a flash mob is coming at us. What can we do?
Well, I think in that situation, the best thing, if you have time, is to actually get out of that situation immediately. Alert others if you can. go inside a building, ideally not a potential target building for these people, meaning a retailer, a small retailer. That's what they're typically looking to target. If you have possessions with you that are valuable, definitely keep them hidden. That's what they're after. They're after expensive belonging. They're taking them with force.
And if we're in a situation where it's not coming right at us, what can we do to make sure we don't get in that position?
Well, that's the other thing, too. People have always been, humans are drawn to excitement, to things that, it's like it's a traffic accident on a highway. Everyone slows down to stop and take a look. You see something like that happen, and you're close enough where you can actually get away or get some help immediately, call 911, do so, and then get out of there. If you're able to get a description, if you're able to actually look for something, look for height, look for color of clothing, look for some sort of thing that you can provide law enforcement so they can get to these people. The more alert and vigilant we are, the more trouble, the more difficult it's going to be for these flash mobs. So definitely something we want to be giving attention to.
And we've been talking with national safety expert David Nance out of the Chicago area. Thanks so much, David.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.